Okay, we asked the community what you want to know about the new Dragon Age game. One question was if you're developing a new tool set for Dragon Age 2, yep. Because Dragon Age 1 has got a big modding scene. So there's a question, what's going on in Dragon Age 2? You're improving it or you're creating a new one?
The tool set?
Yeah.
I think did we talk about the tool set much yet?
Yeah, I think we're actually not planning to do the tool set.
Right, so the main tool set we'll still rely on will be the Dragon Age 1 tool set for Dragon Age 1. I think that's the...
Yeah.
So like with Dragon Age 2, it's a different style of game. It's not structured to be as moddable as Dragon Age 1 was. So I think the idea is that if you want to continue modding Dragon Age 1, you know, it'll continue to live on as the primary source for modding.
Yeah, and it's been a very vibrant community, and we're really excited about the idea of user-generated content, and we want to continue to support that in future games. Dragon Age 2 is actually more oriented around a narrative from the perspective of Hawk in these episodes, a sort of frame narrative approach, and that's really what the story is oriented around, so it's kind of built to deliver that.
So another question was, is there any download content for Dragon Age Origins? Because it's going to time for the next Dragon Age, so the people want to know, is there a download content maybe for Dragon Age Origins?
A download
content? You plan something like that?
For number one?
For number one, Dragon Age Origins.
Oh yeah, we're still down. I mean, there's still going to be downloadable content. Like, we want to have downloadable content running up to Dragon Age 2, and then we'll actually figure it out. Then we'll see what happens with Dragon Age 2 when it's released. It obviously would be very successful with downloadable content for Dragon Age Origins. And we'll explore all the possibilities. I mean, in all likelihood, we'll probably follow up Dragon Age 2 with a lot of downloadable content, but you never know. Maybe there might be something we want to put on Dragon Age 1. Mm-hmm. Hard to say.
So, in Dragon Age Origins, you are traveling only in 3 marches. So, the question was, are you able to go in the other states, like Tevent Imperium or Antivirla? That's planned, or
it's interesting. You guys know your stuff.
It's a huge world, and I don't think we've revealed all the places we're gonna get to go in the story. Partly we don't want to spoil the surprise, but even in areas that we don't show in Dragon Age 2, you know, it's a big universe, and we're planning more products in the franchise. So, could be opportunities for more DLC. Could be opportunities for more future products in the franchise later on too.
And the key thing with the story that's interesting that is the fact that, you know, the way the story works is someone telling the story, and you get to make the decisions about what happens. They might say, "Oh, that's not what happened. This is when Hawk went to this place," and then you actually figure it out. So, there's lots of possible interesting. The timeline is actually being explored. Maybe not as much as the geography, as much as, you know, it's not a sequential game. It doesn't happen like one day after the other. It happens over a longer period, over the, you know, Hawk's life as one of the key characters in the world. So. It'll be interesting for people who like exploring. They might find some interesting surprises.
And you're planning new specializations in Dragon Age 2 for the characters.
Specializations?
Yeah. New specializations.
Oh. Well, I mean, we're refining the approach to tactics and the RPG elements. I would suggest the guys backstage would be the best people to ask more detailed questions like that stuff too.
Okay, maybe one last question to Dragon Age.
Some of that stuff we're not ready to talk about yet, too, to be clear, because we just announced the game.
It's going to be interesting.
So another question was, you said there's no, is it true that there's no isometric view at the PC? That you have got a free camera and you can set by yourself, so you don't have the view at the top of the game. So you've got no isometric view, is it true, in Dragon Age 2? Because the people were asking if you maybe re-implant this for the PC, because they like this isometric view in Dragon Age Origins.
Oh. Yeah, well, the primary mode of viewing the characters is going to be the same between the different platforms, but we're making sure that it works on a PC version. And we have some ideas in mind to enable spell casting and area effect spells and things like that to work really well.
It won't be the full tactical view, but it's going to be something a little bit different. The key with the PC is we always make sure we customize the experience so that it actually feels good on that platform. So it's not like we just throw the console experience over on the PC. We're going to be working very hard on the PC to make sure it's fun to play. And we understand the need to make sure that people feel they have good controls. That's something we want to be focused on for sure.
So, okay, I will